another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic
tomato grower
the world has ever known.
Chicago Tomato Man!
Hello.
Is the Chicago Tomato Man?
Yes, it is. My name is Bob Zini.
Hi, Bob. How did you become Chicago Tomato Man?
I was always interested in gardening. I'm self-employed as a graphic designer, and I work out of my house. The isolation in the winter got kind of odd, so I tried heavy drinking.
He's kidding about that part.
My wife,
Wendy,
suggested that I start plants in the basement.
Tomato plants, heirlooms.
They were tasty. And the more I learned, the more I wanted to grow other varieties.
You started sharing with neighbors and friends, and
they told other people, and people wanted to buy them. One thing led to another, and here we are.
And where we are is that Chicago Tomato Man Bob Zini has grown over 4,000 tomato plants this year that he's been selling, and the final batch go on sale today at ChicagoTomatoMan.com.
If we last until 5 o'clock, I'd be surprised.
His tomatoes are not their run-of-the-mill varieties you find piled up in grocery stores.
Those tasteless travesties.
Bob raises only heirloom tomatoes, which doesn't mean they're old. It's just a reference to how they're bred.
So you can have new heirlooms. Tasty and colorful, durable.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, I would have to say the Green Zebra.
$6 a plant, and he gives most of that away to a nonprofit called the Gardeneers.
And what they do is build gardens and work with students in neighborhoods where access to fresh fruit is very limited.
And by the way, whether you buy from Bob Zini or somebody else,
I would not plant them for at least another 2 weeks.
Bob Zini, the
Chicago Tomato Man!
Apologies to the late Dick Orkin and anybody involved in Chicken Man. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.